Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. I am your host, Diane Sorensen, certified life coach, hypnotherapy practitioner, mother, grandmother, and human fascinated with behavior and how to live our best life. My goal is to offer you another perspective, to see behavior in ourselves, our children, and others from another angle. This podcast is for anyone who wants to feel more connected in their relationships. It's for anyone who feels the pull for something more. It's for parents and those who are not. This podcast is for anyone who wants to take a deeper look, because this is where we talk about breaking generational patterns and outdated cultural beliefs, cultivating deeper connections in our life, and leading our life with more confidence and clarity. And I believe that's when beautiful behavior comes into focus. You can learn more about my process, me, and the three different ways in which beautiful behavior could come into focus for you at my website at dianesorensen.net. That's dianesorensen.net. Okay, listeners, let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode and part two of a three-part series that I'm doing on punishment, consequences, and boundaries. So this week's episode is about consequences. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode on punishment, you can go back and listen to that one. And we're going to dive into consequences on this episode. And before we get started on that, I do want to let you know that I am hosting a Lunch and Learn this Wednesday, April 17th. And we're going to be talking about navigating our child's big emotions. So you can get registered for that. And I have put the registration link in the show notes. So just click on that and you can get registered. Okay, so let's dive into consequences. Not punishment, but consequences. So the difference between punishment and consequence comes down to how we see mistakes. So if we see mistakes as being done on purpose, a lot of times we judge mistakes as either on accident, which then usually gets a pass, or on purpose, which then is seen as wrong or bad. And usually we come then with an energy of punishment, trying to get the child to feel bad in hopes that they won't do it again. So with consequence, we leave the judgment out of it. A mistake has been made. It just has. So we accept that, okay, this really here, a mistake is seen as an undesired outcome. If it happened, the outcome was hurtful or in whatever way, this was not what I desired. That's a mistake. And a consequence is all about making a plan to go in a different direction, making a plan to take this from a hurtful situation to a helpful situation, from an undesired outcome towards a desired outcome. So the intention of a consequence is to grow and learn. So we're all going to make mistakes at times. We're all going to mess up at times. We're all going to make a mess of things at times. And we can learn from that and move in a different direction. So consequences require us to have certain skills. Consequences re- required that we take ownership of our actions. And to do that, there needs to be trust in the relationship. Because if there isn't trust, there is no ownership. Because we'll go towards self-preservation, and our children will tend towards self-preservation rather than ownership if there's a sense of that they're going to be blamed or be at fault or somehow be in trouble for their actions and the outcome of their actions. And a lot of times people will say, well, if they don't get into trouble, how are they ever going to learn to do it differently? Well, they learn from how it feels. How does this undesired outcome feel to them? Not how we want them to feel, because that's again a punishment. We make them feel bad so they won't do it anymore. But how do they actually feel about it? Are they disappointed? Or do they feel sad about it? Do they feel frustrated about it? Are they angry about it? What do they feel and how do they want to feel? So consequences require the ability to reflect and to have access to their feelings. How do they feel? What does this feel like? And oftentimes, because we're uncomfortable with our own feelings, we oftentimes tend to rescue our children from their feelings. And the real consequence of their choices and actions. Because the actual consequence of our choices and our actions and our children's choices and actions, the actual consequence is not the outcome. The actual consequence is how we feel about it. And that acts as a motivator for change. But it has to be how we actually feel, not because somebody is making us feel bad about it, because all that does is cause resentment. So we allow our children to have the emotions they're having. You know, what was the outcome? How do you feel about it? And allow them to sit with that feelings as we offer empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand what somebody else is feeling, because we felt that before without taking it on as our own or without the need to fix or change it. And then when, you know, everybody's in their green zone and ready to move forward, you can offer support in making a new plan. You know, how do you want to proceed? And make suggestions. Do you think this, you know, XYZ would work? Would that be helpful? Would that take you, do you think, in the direction you want to go? What's the first step? Older children might choose to, I'll make the plan on my own. And we just, okay, that sounds great. Just letting you know, I'm here if you change your mind and you want some support. So sometimes the consequence is building new skills. And, you know, I don't know that we even have to call it a consequence. You know, we don't necessarily need to say, okay, well, the consequence here is I'm going to teach you impulse control. I mean, when we see our children making the same mistakes over and over and over, a lot of times you think, well, they're just not listening. And actually, they need new skills. So often the consequence really is teaching new skills, identifying what skills are missing and how I can teach this, and then practice the skills. That's a lot of times that's the piece that we are missing is that we tell children what to do, but we're not practicing it in context, in the moment, in daily living. We have to help them to practice. And practice means messing up a lot of times. This is going to look different with different children and their different skill sets. So there is this is a myth that there is certain consequences for certain actions, and you got to have the right consequence for the right action. There is not a right consequence. It depends on what is happening, how often it's happening. Do they need new skill? And there's also different types of consequences as far as, you know, natural consequences. These are consequences that arise without any adult planning or, you know, control around it. So, for example, take a child who maybe refuses to tie their shoes. They may fall and skin their knee. Or a child who is treating their friends in a hurtful way may find themselves with not very many friends. And so we can use these as opportunities to help our children reflect on the choices of their actions and the outcomes. So the child fell down and skinned their knees. Ouch, that must have hurt. What might you do differently next time to stay safe? And this is done without the energy of blame or at fault. Like, well, I told you to tie your shoes. I knew that was going to happen. Or, you know, the I told you so kind of thing. That is not helpful in the child taking ownership. And again, consequences about the ability to take ownership and create a new plan. And same with the child who maybe is treating their friends in a hurtful way. Reflecting on the outcome of that and what maybe they want to do differently. So natural consequences are happening all the time, and it doesn't have to be a negative consequence. We have a lot of positive consequences to our actions, to our choices and actions also. We experience consequences many times throughout our day. For example, maybe we're planning on going to a ball game and the weather report is a chance of rain, and we choose not to take an umbrella, and then we go to the game and it rains and we get wet. And depending on how we feel about that, we may choose to have an umbrella in the car from now on just in case. And sometimes we rescue children from the consequences of their actions. So because we don't want to have them suffer the consequences. So, for example, maybe they forget their homework at home. They call you up. I forgot my homework. And so rather than them having the consequence of whatever that is, maybe it's a lower grade because now they're going to have their work handed in late, we go get it, bring it to them, and then later lecture them about, don't you do that again, da, 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 da. And that does not create change, because that does not allow them to take ownership of their actions. It's more you're taking ownership of it. And so this doesn't create any change. They'll take the lecture over doing the homework, or, you know, remembering the homework. Lectures do not create a path to change. It doesn't create a plan to do things differently. So if we're delivering a consequence, and it might even be a logical consequence, because then there's also logical consequences, but we are in an empowered role. So I often talk about the drama roles and the empowerment roles. And if you don't know about those roles, you can download my free resource off the website, or go back to earlier episodes that talk about the drama and empowerment roles. But to actually be delivering a consequence and not a punishment, we must be in the empowered roles. Okay, so let's talk about logical consequences. Logical consequences are imposed by an adult. When a natural consequence isn't appropriate, or you're not willing to pay the natural consequence. So an example of that might be, maybe you, we'll take this for example, you bought your child a bike and, you know, it cost you money, and your child's not putting the bike in the garage to keep it safe overnight. And, you know, the natural consequences for leaving it out might be it gets stolen, and you're not willing to have the bike stolen because you've paid money for it. So this would be an example of when you would impose a logical consequence. And that could sound something like, you have a choice. You can put your bike in the garage before the streetlights come on and continue to have access to your bike in the coming days, or you can choose to leave the bike out after the streetlights are on, and then I'm going to put it away and you won't have access to the bike for a few days while you come up with a plan on how to keep it safe. And then to make sure that they are understanding this, you can ask, what will happen if you choose to leave your bike out after the streetlights come on? So if they can repeat it back to you, they've understood. If not, then continue to provide clarity until you know that they're understanding what you're saying. And then allow them to make the choice. If they choose to put it away before the streetlights come on, okay, great. If they choose not to, you go ahead and put it away. And now it will be put away for however many days you decide, 3 days, whatever. And let them know that there will need to be a plan before the third day of how you plan on keeping the bike safe going forward. Now, I can help you with that plan, or you can create the plan on your own. What is going to be best for you? And then check in. Let's come back together tomorrow at 5 and see how this plan is going. So you're not just going to let it go and then day 3 you're going to like, oh, there's no plan. I mean, you're going to continue to support them. And they may, you know, there's probably going to be backlash on, you're so mean, you took my bike away, and you just reiterate, you chose to leave it out after the streetlights were on, and it's put away for 3 days. So this is really helping them to know the impact of their choices, how their choices and actions impact them and others in a way that, you know, isn't diminishing them. Okay, and then there's another type of consequence that we don't typically think of as a consequence. And I learned this through conscious discipline as I am trained in conscious discipline, and this consequence is problem solving. And this helps children become part of the solution. So this might be used when two children want the same things. Maybe there's two children who want the same toy. And so we can state the problem as, you know, so both of you want the train, and there's two of you and one train. So if two people, one train, how might you solve this problem? And then work through that with them, you know, making suggestions. Do you think, I don't know, setting a timer would be helpful, or, you know, whatever it is, and, you know, create some solution-based ideas and allow them to, you know, come up with solutions. And really, I think we're using problem solving with the other types of consequences too, because in the example of the bike, you know, leaving the bike out was a problem. And so what's the plan to create a better solution? Or in the case of falling down because the shoes weren't tied, is that a problem for you? Is skinning up your knees a problem for you? What might be a better solution? Is not having friends a problem for you? What could take you in? What could solve this? Or what might you do to move towards a better solution? So again, we don't even really necessarily even have to call it consequences. Maybe we just call it creating a plan, you know, goal setting, creating a plan for a different outcome, you know, finding solutions, supporting our children in owning their mistakes, reflecting on the impact, how they felt about it, and creating a plan for change, creating a plan to go in the direction of their desire, and then following up with that. So the elements of a consequence really are reflection, making a plan for new choices, new actions, and then following up. Assess, is this going, how is it going? Is it going in the direction of your highest goal? Or do we need to refocus and course correct? The consequence is really about supporting our children in learning and growing and finding solutions, where punishment is more about diminishing and focusing on the problem and what not to do. So consequences are solution focus. They require unity. They require that you are in this with them. And knowing too that solutions evolve over time. It's not here's a problem, here's a solution. It's what might move us in the direction that you want to go. So solutions evolve over time. And as these solutions evolve, as you collaborate about it, the relationship evolves also. And with consequences, their self-worth stays intact. This is not about not being good enough or, you know, feeling wrong or bad. This is about ownership and moving in a new direction. How can I? So consequences are more about solving a problem without diminishing anyone. So that's where I'm going to leave that. I would love to hear your comments about this, your questions. So head on over to DianeSorensen.bb on Instagram and let's continue the conversation. And just as a reminder, you can also check out the show notes and get the link to this week's Lunch and Learn happening on April 17th. So click the link, find out more information. It's happening at 12 o'clock Central, all about handling your child's big emotions. All right, everybody, have a great week. And next week, we'll talk about boundaries. Thank you for tuning in to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show or previous shows, I would so appreciate you subscribing and leaving a review. I am so grateful for all of you listeners who are joining me here for these conversations, because I believe it's through these type of conversations that we start to shift the paradigm, creating a more loving and compassionate world. I hope you will join me here each week as we discover new ways to show up in our lives and create a bigger impact. And if you are ready to take this to the next level, head on over to my website at dianesorensen.net. Again, that's dianesorensen.net. Get on my calendar and see how you can be supported and if we're a good fit, so that you can get out of survival and into thrival. Change is possible, and I've got you.